Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, 1 hour power. I'm Minister Elaine, your host. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome our listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be with us today and be a part of the service today. And we don't take it lightly that you took that time to be with us in this day. So we give God all the praise and the glory for you being here today. We want to welcome all listeners, whether by web or by phone. We want to welcome all new listeners to the service today. And we do hope and pray that you will continue to tune in every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Amen. To God be the glory. It's a blessed day to be here today. We ought to thank God for allowing us to see another day. Many didn't wake up this morning, but he saw fit for us to wake up this morning and start us on our way. So that's a reason to praise him. I don't know about you, but I keep a praise for the Lord, for he's worthy of all of our praises. Amen. The message today will come from John, the 19th chapter. Amen. John, the 19th chapter. Amen. So we want to give God praise and honor for his word. Amen. He is an awesome God. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we give you praise and we give you honor. We give you glory. We thank you, Father, for your holy word. We thank you, Father, that you are able to do all things. We thank you, God, that you are a way making God, that you are able to make a way out of no way where it seems to be no way. We thank you, God, that you are our promise keeper. We thank you that you are our light in our very darkness. We thank you, God, for your divine protection of our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for each and every day of our lives. We give you praise and honor and glory. We pray, Father God, that you will meet the need of every person under the sound of my voice, oh God. We pray that it will have no lack in their home, Father. We pray that all their bills be paid. We pray that they will have food on their table and clothes on their backs and shoes on their feet. We thank you, God, because we know that you're able to do it. We thank you even now for it, God. We thank you, God, that you are our shepherd and you are our way maker. You are our helper in a time of a storm and times of trouble and tribulation. You are the God that is always with us and you never have forsaken us. So, God, we thank you, Father God, for being with us and never leaving us. We thank you for going before us each and every day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We pray for healing for your people, oh God, all over the nation, healing in their minds, healing in their body. We ask that you will strengthen them where they're weak, oh God. We ask you to supply every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever it may be, God, it's nothing too hard for you. It's nothing too impossible for you. So we give you praise and thanks for it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just said thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for those who have lost loved ones. We pray for comfort. We pray for healing for those who are sick or on their sick bed, God. We pray for healing, God. We pray, Father God, that you will comfort all those that are mourning, even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to give them a peace that only you can give, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, let them know that you make no mistakes, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and honor and glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day that we've never seen before. We thank you for keeping us, and we thank you for starting us on our way. We thank you, God, that you never, ever, ever left us alone. We thank you that you are a promise keeper, and that you keep all of the promises that you make unto us, oh God, in your time and your set time. Father, we say thank you, and we say hallelujah to your name, oh Father, for thou art worthy, oh God, of all of our praises. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the blood that he shed. We thank you for him coming in the flesh that we might have life and live through him. We thank you, Father God, that he died upon the cross for our sins, and not for his sin, but our sin, Lord. And we said thank you for the shedded blood of Jesus. We thank you, Father. We give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory in the mighty name of Jesus. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. We give you all of our praises, all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. We say thank you, Lord, for your word. In Jesus' mighty name, amen, amen, and amen. I don't know about you, but I have a praise for the Lord. Because he is good, and he's good all the time. He is loving, and he is kind, and he is a God that will do just what he said he can do. If we'll just believe and keep the faith, give God all of your praise, because he is worthy of our praises. Amen. To God be the glory. The message will come from John, the 19th chapter. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to begin reading at verse number 28. Amen. And the word of God reads, after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, said, I thirst. Now, there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. This is the word of God for the people of God. The scriptures just said unto us that after this, Jesus knowing that all things were now accomplished, and that Jesus also said in verse 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And the title of our message today is already done. It's already done. You know, sometimes we have to go back to the cross. Because sometimes we forget what God has done for us at the cross. When we look at Jesus and him being on the cross, we have to look at all that was accomplished, all that was done at the cross. Jesus said it was finished. In other words, everything that we needed was done at the cross. It was already done. When Jesus died upon the cross, everything that we needed was done at the cross. And I think sometimes that we forget that whatever that we're believing God for, whatever we're going through, we forget sometimes that victory was already won at the cross. It was already done. When Jesus died upon the cross and his spirit went back to the Father, it was already done. Everything that we needed was done at the cross. And sometimes we just forget that. And sometimes we have to go back to the cross. You say, well, why you always go to the cross? Because everything was done at the cross. Everything was nailed to the cross. Because Jesus carried everything. He carried every burden. He carried every sin. He carried all of our sorrows. He carried all of our pains. The victory was at the cross. That's why we have to always go back to the cross, because we have to look at the cross and see that Jesus has already done it. No matter what we are going through in life, if we would just look unto Jesus, if we would look unto our Father, if we would look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, if we can look at the cross and see that everything was already done at the cross. And when Jesus said it is finished, he said it's all already done. Don't you worry about a thing because it's already done. Just hold on because it's already done. But many times when we are going through things, we forget to look at the cross. We got to look at the cross because everything was done at the cross for those who believe. Everything, no matter what you're going through, no matter what God has promised you, you got to look at the cross. It may not look like what God has promised you has come into pass, but Jesus said that all things was accomplished and all things is done and it is finished. In other words, he's saying it is done. It's already done. Why you worried about it? Why you fighting? I already done fought it. I've already done won the victory. It was already done. It's already done. You just got to believe. You got to believe in the things that you cannot see. You know, our faith in God should cause us to believe in the things that we cannot see, because faith is a substance of things that are not seen. We can't see it, but yet God has promised us that it will manifest in our lives if we keep the faith and know that it was already done. That's why we got to go back to the cross. We got to go back to the cross and know that it's nailed to the cross. Whatever it is, it's already nailed to the cross. Jesus already carried it. Why are you carrying it? Because he's already done it. You know, now when God gave me this message, I tell you, I had to shout all over my house because it's already done. And sometimes we truly forget the victory that was at the cross. We forget the victory that Jesus had won at the cross. That's why he tells us to have faith. That's why he tells us to believe, because he's already done it. He's already done it. So we don't have to fight. We just got to keep believing. We got to have faith in God and know that God, if he promised a thing, it's going to come to pass. No matter how long we've been waiting on the thing. Because we have to realize that it's in God's timing, his set time, that things will come to pass in our life. It's a date. And it's a particular time for that thing to come to pass. Now, I want to say to you that, you know, I know that you've probably been going through a lot of things. And I know you've been going through trials and tribulation. And I know that people ain't been treating you right. And I know that they've been lying on you. And I know that they've been crucifying your name. Because, see, they did it to Jesus. They crucified his name and they lied on him and they talked about him. And they hung him on the cross. They did all kind of things to Jesus. You know, sometimes when you're getting really close to your blessing, when you're getting ready close to the miracle, when you're getting ready to receive all the things that God has promised unto you, that's when the devil really starts cutting up. But you got to always look to the cross, and you got to always hear what Jesus said. Jesus said it's finished. In other words, Jesus said, saying unto you and unto your spirit that it's already done. I come to encourage you today to let you know that it's already done, and you got to look to the cross. You got to look to Jesus. You got to look to the author and the finisher of your faith. You got to look to the hills which come as your help. You got to look to Jesus. You got to look to the cross, because if all the victory came by Jesus dying on the cross for us, it's already done. Salvation came through the cross. Healing, deliverance, everything came by Jesus dying upon the cross. It's finished. He said all things was come. The word said all things was accomplished. He didn't leave nothing out. It's already done. That's why you got to go out back to the cross. I know many people don't want to talk about the cross. And I know many people don't want to talk about the blood. I know many people don't want to talk about Jesus. They preaching all kind of watered down messages and ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. Just full feel-good message, but it ain't got nothing to do with Jesus. But we got to go back to the cross. We got to preach the truth of God's holy word, that people can know that it was at the cross, that it was finished, and that it was already done. When Jesus died upon the cross, it was already done. It was already done. When Jesus died upon the cross, he didn't leave nothing out. You don't have to fight the battle because the victory is already won. It was won on the cross. It was finished on the cross. It was done. It's already done. Whatever God has said unto you, it was already. He did it once and for all. He ain't got to do it again. It was already done. Whatever God says, if he said it now. Now, if he said it, it is surely to come to pass. If God has said it, it's already done. We got victory at the cross. Healing, deliverance, all of that was at the cross. That's why we got to go back to the cross. We got to always go back to the cross because Jesus said it was finished. It was done. That means it's already done. It doesn't matter what the devil said, because he gonna cut up. That's him. He gonna cut up. He gonna show out. He gonna try to get your mind off of Jesus. He gonna try to get you focused on everything else. He gonna try to get you focused on your trials and tribulations, what you're going through, why you're going through it, why I'm going through it. I ain't gonna never come out. I'm gonna be in this place all the time. But the cross tells us that no, that's not a truth, because Jesus got up. And because Jesus got up, I can get up. Because Jesus won the victory, I already got the victory, because the victory was already won at the cross. And you have to believe that it's already done. You got to believe that he is that he is. You got to believe that Jesus rose again. You got to believe it with all of your soul and your mind. You got to believe it. You got to believe it, because it's already done. It's already done. You don't have to worry. You don't even have to walk the floor no more. You ain't got to walk the floor no more. After that message right here, you ain't got to walk. Then look at the cross. Look at the cross. Now, he ain't on the cross now. I hear you. He ain't on the cross. He rose again. But the victory came because he died upon the cross for you and me, for us to have the victory over our enemies. For us to have the abundant life, eternal life, to experience the good treasures of God in the land of the living. The victory was already won. That's why we ain't got to fight it. But sometimes we forget it. And sometimes our faith gets very weak because we're under attack. Now, if you truly a child of God, you're going to be attacked. The enemy gonna attack you, and he don't want you to get them blessings. He don't want you to get it. But I come to tell you, if you just look at the cross and hear Jesus say, "It is finished, and it is done. It's already done." You got to believe it. It's already done. It was finished. He didn't leave nothing undone. He ain't like us. God is not like us. He don't make promises that he don't keep. He keep every promise that he made. He promised that he would send us a Savior, and he sent one, and he died upon the cross, that we might have life, and shed his own blood for us, that we might be saved. It was done. It was already done. Everything is already done. You just got to hold on. Hold on. Slow down and wait on God. And stop trying to fight it yourself. Don't fight them. Don't fight your enemy. Don't fight them. Because your victory is already won. Why are you keeping up so much fuss? Don't be afraid. Fear not. And stand still and see the salvation of God. Because the victory was at the cross. It was already done. Your enemy was already defeated. Whatever God says is already done. When he speaks a word, it's already done. It's already done. You know, In the Word of God, it tells how God told Abraham and Sarah they're going to have a baby. It was already done the moment that the word was spoken. When he told the children of Israel that they were coming out of Egypt, it was already done. It was 430 years when it came, but it was already done. It had a time and a season for it. It had a set time of God for it to come, but it came. God sent forth the deliverer. You coming out too. You coming out. Because God says in his word that if I speak a word, he's going to perform the word if he sent it forth. If he said it now. I ain't talking about a lying wonder. I'm talking about the living God. When he says a word, you can go ahead and mark it down on your calendar. It's going to come to pass. But you got to believe. You can't turn from God and hate God and don't want to serve God and want to live all kind of life before God. It's doing everything that you're big enough and bad enough to do. Like you can hide a secret from God. Can't no man hide no secret from God. You can't hide. It's already done. It's already done. So you got to go back to the cross. I mean, I don't know why you keep saying why you got to go back to the cross. Well, we always have to go back to the cross because the cross is where Jesus paid the price. He paid the price for it to be already done. We didn't pay a price. He took his sins, our sins, upon his own body. He had no sin. He paid the price. He paid the price. It was already done. It's already done because he paid the price for it. That's why he could say it's finished and it's done. Because he had done paid the price with his life. When he gave of himself, when he shed his own blood, it was already done. You go ahead and start. You ain't got to ask that question no more. Because you always got to go back to the cross. You got to go back to where God showed his love and proved his love on the cross for the world. The victory is already won. Whatever God has promised to you, it's already won. It's already done. You just got to believe that it is. Because God is able to do what he said he can do. We got to keep believing in him and know that God is able to do. I know your enemy telling you you ain't gonna never have nothing. I know they saying you ain't gonna never be nothing. I know they saying that you ain't gonna never marry. Nobody gonna never desire you or want you. You ain't gonna never have nothing. You'll never be nothing. But that ain't what God said. When you belong to God, that ain't what God said. That's a devil lying wonder. That's not a truth. Because Jesus did everything that he needed to do at the cross. And he didn't have to go back over what he had done. Because it was perfect what he done. And it was finished when he done it. It was already done. Your victory was already done. Everything, your healing, your deliverance, whatever God promised to you. If he promised you you're going to get married, you're going to get married. If he promised you're going to have a business, you're going to have it. If he promised you that your children are going to be saved, they're going to be saved. It's already done. You got to look to the cross. You got to look to Jesus. Who are you looking to? Are you looking to Jesus? I wonder why you're fighting it. Why are you trying to fight your enemy when Jesus already don't want to be? Why are you trying to fight the devil? Why are you trying to fight? I heard one preacher say one time, you meet the devil every day. You meet him every day. Come through somebody. Every day you meet the devil. So you can't fight him because Jesus already won at the cross. That's why he said, it's done, it's finished. I'm done. And we have to get our mindset where we can see that it's already done. You know, sometimes we just feel like we're not going to come out, but we are coming out. Jesus is the reason. When we belong to him, that we're surely and shall come out of whatever is coming against us. It don't matter how long we'll be going through the thing, and some of us been going through some stuff that's terrible and that's awful. But Jesus at the cross, he finished it all. It was already done. Our deliverance is already done. It was done through Christ Jesus at the cross. It's already done. Look to the cross. Stop looking at the situation. You know, sometimes we get so focused on that situation. and that issue that we're going through, and, you know, we get so tired in it. You know, we get so tired and we get so drained. I pray to God give you strength right now. Give you strength. But we got to look to Jesus. We got to look to him. And we got to stand in faith. And we got to keep on believing. Just because it haven't happened now doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. It may not feel good. You may not like what you're going through. But you know that in the Word of God, God said he has a plan for us. And that's a plan to do us good. That's why he sent Jesus. Jesus died on the cross because God had a plan for us. He got a plan for you. And that's to do you good. But we have to keep the faith. We have to believe. And we have to know that it's already done. We got to start looking at Jesus. We've got to start focusing on him and keeping our eyes on Jesus. We don't want our eyes to get off of him because we don't want to stumble and fall. We got to keep our eyes focusing on him and know that it's already done. It's already done. You got to see it already done. See, our mind got to be transformed. It got to be renewed in the Word so that we can see that it's already done. Because see, when the Word ain't in us, we don't see it. But when we got that Word enough, we can see the cross and say, you know what? Jesus died for me to have this. Jesus died for me to have peace and love and happiness and joy. He promised me those things. But I got to believe that it's already done. I got to believe that he got all power in his hand. I can't believe that somebody else got power over me when they ain't got no power over me. Our power belongs to God. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. See, you know, we got to preach the truth of God's word because it's all about Jesus. It's about what he has already done. It's not about anybody else. It's all about Jesus. What he has done for the world, what he has done for the believer, that we might have life and eternal life, not just after death. We got to wait till our season. We can't get ahead of God. But know that it's already done. Go to sleep at night and get you some sweet sleep. Stop worrying. Because can't nobody stop you from getting what God has for you. They want you to think that they can, but they can't. Whatever God has, it is yours. But you got to keep believing. You got to believe that it's already done. You got to believe it. And you got to keep your mind focused on him. What he said, it's finished, it's done. In other words, it's already done. Don't worry, it's already done. Because I've already done it at the cross. Jesus took care of everything at the cross for the believer. Everything. We just got to walk in faith. And we got to walk by faith and not by sight. Because if we walk by sight, we will never get where we're supposed to go because we are looking at what we see before. And Jesus has, and the Word of God tells us that we have to look and believe God for the things that are unseen, because it's all about our faith. If we know that it's already done, if you know that it's already done, why you worry? Why you walking the floor at night? Why you can't get no rest? Why your hair falling out from your nerves? Why? We got to keep our eyes on Jesus, and we got to believe what he said. It said it's finished, it's done. And it don't matter. Now, you got to do something. Let's come back to the faith for a minute. You got to do something. If you are believing God to do something, and faith, the divorce is dead now. So we got to do something. Because Jesus already done gave us evidence. He done gave us proof. He's already done gave us everything that we needed at the cross. But we got to do something. So if we said we want a new job, then it looked like we'll be trying to apply for jobs. If we got to get ready for the thing. You know, God is a God that will get you ready for the thing. So So you got to get ready. Whatever he's telling you to get ready for, you got to get ready. You can't be trying to get ready. You got to be ready. So when that time comes, you are ready for whatever God has promised unto you, because it's already done, and it's surely going to come to pass. You can mark it down. It's surely going to come to pass if you do what you are required to do. First, you got to believe. You got to trust. You got to have faith. You got to be committed and faithful unto God. And many of us are not. We ain't got our whole heart in it. We got part of our heart in it. But God don't want half of you or part of your heart. He wants all. And many of us are not committed to God, and we're not committed to the work of God, and we are not faithful unto God. The only reason we call on God's name is when we're going through trials and tribulations, or we want something. We want a house. We want a car. We want a husband. We want something. And we don't call on God for nothing else. And some of us don't even say thank you for what God has already done for us. If he don't do nothing else for us, he's already done enough. And some of the stuff that we ask for, we don't even need it. And it's not even our time yet. We need to wait. That's why sometimes we go through stuff, because we move too fast. And it's not time yet. And we jump over in the frying hot pan of grease. As they used to say back in the day, jump out of one frying pan and just hop over in another pan of hot grease. Because you didn't wait on God. God will never give you anything to bring sorrow. I'm a living witness that he won't. It don't matter whether you got money in the bank or not. When he said, when Jesus said it is finished, it is, that means that it's already done. So whatever he has for me, it ain't going to bring me no sorrow. It don't bring me no sorrow. Because he's already done went through all the pain and the sorrow. He done went through all of that. And so I got to believe, and I got to wait on him. We got to believe it. We got to believe it. That's why sometimes you have to go back to the cross. You got to go back to it, so that you can remember what Jesus has done at the cross, and all of the suffering and all of the persecution, all of the stuff, being on trial and all of those different things, being spit upon and all of those things. But everything was accomplished at the cross for the believer and all those that believed in Jesus. It was already done. Everything is already done. Jesus had done. It's done. And we don't have to, nobody can go back and do it. You can't fix it. We can't fix it. Only he can fix it. He's the one that died upon the cross for us. And we got to believe him. We got to believe. We got to believe in his promise. We can't be worried about anything but trusting in God in all things. You know, we would just trust in God for all things and know and wait on him and his timing. Jesus said, it's already finished. It's already done. You got to believe that it's already done. I don't care what kind of bad reports you get. I don't care if you get a pink notice. You got to say it's already done. It's a reason for this. It's a reason for this. God's going to open another door. The blessings are coming. The miracles are coming. Deliverance is coming. Healing is coming. Because Jesus died for that. He died for us to have all of that. It's already done. But you got to believe that it's already done. You got to have faith and keep the faith and still believe that it's already done with no doubt and no worrying but believing. You got to believe. You got to keep believing that it's already done. Don't care what it looks like. You got to keep believing that it's already done. Just look to the cross and look what Jesus went through. And remember his word. He said it is finished. In other words, he said it's already done. Everything was already done. So you got to believe it and know that God has a day and a time, and he knows just when it's going to happen. But we got to wait. But we get discouraged and we get tired. And we got to believe and know that at the cross, the victory was won for us. It was won for us at the cross. It was already done at the cross. All of our cares and all of our burden was cast at the cross. It was at the cross. that you were going to be persecuted. He knew that people were going to come against you. When you're truly living right, people are going to come against you. When you're truly trying to live for Jesus, people are going to come against you. That's whether they're friends, so-called friends, on your job, co-workers, wherever. People will come against you when you're living right, when you're doing right. And he knew that was going to happen. But he took care of that at the cross, too. He won the victory for us at the cross. That's why he said all things will come. Not some, but all. So everything that you can ever imagine, God has done it already at the cross. Jesus died upon the cross. And he said himself that it was already done. It's done. It's finished. It's done. And you don't have to worry about it because he's already done it for you. So don't you give up. You hold on because your blessings are on the way. Your miracles are on the way. Because you know the devil, he really fights you when you get close to where God is trying to take you. Because he wants you to get your eyes off of Jesus. He really fights you. You get really attacked when you get close to what God is trying to do in your life. The attacks are on. But you have to realize that it's already done. It is finished. Jesus, he did it at the cross. He didn't leave nothing undone. He didn't leave an unfinished work. His work was finished. And it had the purpose that we could have everything that we need. Everything that we need. Didn't necessarily say what we want, but it said we'll have everything that we need because Jesus did it at the cross. It's already done. He did it. He did it for you, and he did it for me. For all the promise of a God, oh yes. Because Jesus did it. He did it for us. It's already done. You got to believe. You got to expect for those things to come to pass in your life. And that's why I had to take you back to the cross today so that you can see that it's already done. It's already done. Whatever you believe in God for is already done. It was already accomplished. And we have to get to the point where we believe it in our own mind that it's already done. And sometimes it's hard when we're going through. It's kind of hard. But we have to keep focused. And we have to look unto Jesus. We have to thank God for Jesus. We have to thank God that Jesus came. We have to thank God that Jesus carried the cross. We have to thank God that Jesus has already done it, that it was finished, the work was finished at the cross, that we might have everything that we need. It's already done. We got to believe that it's already done without doubt. We have to believe that it's already done, and we got to have faith that it's already done. We got to continue to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, because he's already paid the price. He already paid it when he was nailed to the cross. He paid it when he shed his blood. He paid it when he was beaten. He paid the price for it to be done. He paid the price. He paid the price for it. And it was costly. He paid the price. And we have to believe that it was accomplished. We have to have faith that it was done. You know, we got to have that faith to believe that it was done, that he's already done it. So whatever God has promised unto you, you got to believe that it was already done at the cross. No matter how many times somebody said no. You got to believe that Jesus said at the cross that everything was accomplished. So everything that I needed, it was accomplished at the cross. If we can just believe that it's already done. If you believe that it's already done, you'll be like me. You'll be shouting all over your house. I was just shouting over my house. You know God will give you the message first. And boy, you talking about somebody was shouting. Because it's already done. That's why Jesus came, that we could live life through him and believing in what he said and not doubting and having faith and know that it's finished, that it's done, it's complete, it's done. It's already done. Already done. Already done for you. You ain't got to go back and do it, and nobody got to do it for you. It's already done. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to believe that it's done. And I know many times in our walk, we forget that. We forget about the cross, and we forget that everything that God has done for us was at the cross. And if he don't do anything else for us, he's already done enough. He has done so much for us that we ought to always have a praise. We ought to always thank him because he's already done enough. He's done so much for us at the cross. Jesus died upon the cross. He's already done enough. He done more than enough. And he has kept, and he keeps his promise unto us. And he always work it out for us. He's already worked out. He worked out our salvation. He worked out our deliverance. He worked out our healing. He did everything that we need to make sure that we have everything that we need is already done. So if he don't do anything else, he's already done enough. It was done at the cross of Jesus. It was all accomplished at the cross. It was done. And we got to give him a prayer. You say, well, Lord, if you don't give him nothing else, I wonder what some of you just say that. Lord, I just thank you for what you already done. If you don't do anything else for me, Lord, you already done did enough. Can we say that? Because we talk. Some of us, Lord, help us, Jesus. All we do is beg. Stop it. Stop begging. Give God some praise and thank him for what he has already done for all of us at the cross. It's all about Jesus and what he has done. No little g God, no man. Only about Jesus and what he has done at the cross. What he finished at the cross. What he accomplished at the cross. It's already done. And we have to thank him that it's already done. We just don't thank him for nothing. We need to get to the point where we look at the cross and remember what Jesus said. And when we're going through a tough time, remember what he said. Because the victory was at the cross of Jesus. It was already done. Whatever you believe in God for, it's already done. It's already done. So you must believe it. You must start giving. You just got to start giving God praise. And some of us, we don't want to live for Jesus. We want stuff from Jesus. And we call on him when we want some stuff. But any other time, we ain't got time for him. It's time out for playing. If you don't want God, you leave him alone. If you don't want him, leave him alone. It's time for us to get it right. And we ought to be praising God for what he has already done. If he don't do anything else for us, we should say, thank you, Lord, for Jesus. Thank you for the work of the cross. We need to be thanking him that it was finished at the cross. Lord, if you don't do nothing else for me, you done enough. You made a way for me to have eternal life. You sent your son that he died for me, that I would have everything that I need. If I live righteous, and holy before you. And I'm pleasing in your sight. And I ain't playing church. And I ain't just following you because I want some stuff. But I want to be a servant. I want to serve you, Lord. I believe that it's already done. I believe that Jesus died and rose again for me. I believe that it was already done at the cross. We got to get to that point in our life where we believe God, where we live for him and know that it's already done, not just on Sunday, but every day of our lives. We got to believe and have faith and know that it's already done. And if God doesn't do anything else for you, he's already done enough. We ought to be thankful for what he's already done. You know, I thank God every day for what I have. I don't compare myself to nobody else. I'm not jealous of nobody else's anointing. I'm not jealous of nothing. I was brought up that way for one thing. I love people, and I love to give. But I had to ask God to help me to get to them. I had to ask God to help me love people. I had to ask him. Because it's hard for us to love our enemy. But everything Jesus did for us, it was done at the cross. We just have to ask him. We have to ask him with an humble heart. You got to come humble. Because everything that we need, he did it at the cross. You got to get it. That was already done at the cross. But we can't live any kind of way and do anything because we ain't got no part in no darkness. We always want to cry to God when we want stuff and not want him. Can we just thank him for what he already done? Can we just give him a little praise for what he already done? Because Jesus said it's already accomplished, it's already finished, it's already done. Can we just give him a little praise? Can we give it the praise? Can we say thank you, Jesus? Can we thank God for what he's already done? Because he's already done everything that we need for him to do for us. We just got to believe. We got to get our life right before God. Because some of us listen to messed up life. Messy. But we got to look to the cross. We got to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We got to look unto the hill where cometh our help. Because, you know, Jesus was on Calvary Hill, and he was hanging on the cross for all of us, that it be already done. Got to see. So give him thanks and give him glory for what he has already done. And if he doesn't give you anything else, you ought to be thankful. You ought to be grateful for what he has already done. Give him some praise. Somebody ought to give us a praise right there. Hallelujah. Somebody ought to give us a praise right there. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It's already done. Already done. It was already done at the cross. We have to go back to the cross. We got to talk about Jesus. You know, I heard some messages before, amen, and that ain't got no Jesus in it. Jesus ain't in there. They got Jesus' name on the chain, but ain't no Jesus in there. Ain't no Jesus in there. I don't even talk about it. It feel good message, make you feel all good. But you ain't got no deliverance, you ain't got nothing. You ain't got nothing, you got Jesus. We just thank God for his holy word that is already done. If he does nothing else for us, he's already done enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the name of the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. We just thank God for his word, knowing that all things will now accomplish through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the living God. We have to thank him that it's already done. So thank him that it's already done. That's what you got to say. I don't care what nobody come to you and say now. After the day you done heard the word, I don't care what they say. You say it's already done. You ain't really got to say it to them. Just say it in your mind. Say it on your breath. Say it's already done. Jesus already done paid the way. Jesus already done paid the price. It's already done. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. It's already done. If he don't do anything else for us, he's already done enough. Amen. To God be the glory. Woo, I feel like shouting right now, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. That makes me feel good to know that it's already done. Hey, to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. I want to go ahead and do the invitation to Christ. If you don't know him, I want you to know that it's already been done. Everything has already been done at the cross for you, at the cross for me, and for the world. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want to ask you to come today and come and give your life to Christ and let him be your Lord and Savior, and your life will never, ever, ever be the same. He loves you. He knows your name. He knows where you are right now. It's time for us to come unto the Father while we still got time. And if you are backslidden, come on back. Come on back to your Father. And if you're one of those people, you just on the church row and you are not saved for real, it's time to get saved for real. Because being on the church row, going under the water, doing good works, you may be the bigger tither in the church. But that's not going to save you. That's not a promise of eternal life. You must be saved. And you must be born again. And if you fit in any of those categories, if you would say this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. And I ask you to come into my heart and save me. Lord, I have backslid, but I come and I repent of my sin and I will sin no more. Lord, I believe that Jesus died for me. I believe that all things was accomplished at the cross. I believe that it was already done. I believe that my salvation, I believe that everything that I needed was done at the cross. And I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. And if you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin, if you could just inbox me, Elaine Jackson on Voice of Truth, Facebook page, or Elaine Jackson Facebook page, or you can also submit it on my web page, Voice of Truth at yoda.com. You can also submit it there. And just submit there so that I can get you with my leaders and where we can help you on your Christian journey. We want to welcome you to the body of Christ. If you're a backslider and you came back to God today and rededicated your life to him, we want to give God the glory and the honor. We just thank him because he's ever married to the backslider. So we encourage you to come and come back to him while you still have time. And all those that have given their life to Christ and been in the church for many years, that's okay. That's okay. That's okay. I was in the church for many years too and wasn't saved and doing everything I wanted to do. But I wasn't saved. So it's time now for us to get it right. So if you have given your life to Christ today, just welcome to the body of Christ. I just thank God for every soul that's saved and give him all the honor and glory for. And that's why he came. That's why Jesus came, so that everything would be done. And all we have to do is receive him and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and confess our sins that we might be saved. So if you have done that today, amen, just inbox me. And so that way I can get you in contact with my leaders, and we will come together and we will pray with you and help you get where you need to be. Also, if you need mentorship, if you need counseling, any of those things, amen. If you need those things, amen. Just inbox me and I will get in contact with my leaders. They are often awesome coaches and mentors. Amen. I am where I am today because of Apostle Yvonne and Pastor Joseph Ryle. So I want to encourage you to get connected to Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Voice of Truth is up under her and Pastor Leadership, Apostle and Pastor Leadership, a great and awesome man and woman of God. So I want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. I have VOT announcements for the day. Amen. Pathetic Corner did not have a live show today, but she should be back on the air, Prophetess Martha, next Sunday at 5 o'clock p.m. to 6 o'clock p.m. Pathetic Corner is the first hour of power. I want to encourage you to get connected to her ministry. Amen, and follow her ministry. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour of power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want to encourage you to get connected. On Tuesday night at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Yvonne Ryan. They're live and on the air on Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A powerful word as always. I want to encourage you to come and be a part of what God is doing with this ministry. Apostle is the president and the founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. So we want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries. These are ministries with you in mind, and you can listen anywhere, any place, wherever you are, we are there. Amen. Whatever you're listening on, you can listen on your phone, you can listen on your tablet, you can listen on your desktop, anywhere you are, that's where we are. And you're not bound to a building, you're not bound to your house, but if you're not feeling well and you still want to hear the word of God, you can always listen, because our shows are pre-recorded. Every show is pre-recorded, so you want to be a part of that, amen. And Blog Talk Radio has had did a conversion, and so now you can listen to us on speaker.com and Alexis too. So if you go check it out, you'll be able to listen to there. All you have to do is just put it in a little search thing, and you can tell Alexis you want to hear Voice of Truth, a One Word from the Lord, a Pathetic Corner, a Faith Out Hearing Ministry, and it should pick it up. And I think that's an awesome thing there that they have done. So it's many avenues for you to receive the word. I was kind of excited about that when I heard that. That's really awesome. But on Saturdays, we have at 3 o'clock p.m. Faith Come by Hearing Ministry with your host, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askews. She's on every Saturday live on Block Talk Radio, a powerful woman of God, a praying woman of God, and you want to get connected because she can get a prayer up. She always have her own time word. She is a powerful woman of God. Amen. And we just thank God for her. If any of these ministries have been a blessing to you, we want to encourage you to sow a seed and sow a faith. A seed of faith and expect a harvest. I know that you've been blessed, so we want to encourage you to sow a seed, whatever God has put it on your heart to sow. And I want to encourage you also to become a wild partner. If you would like to do that, just inbox me, and I will tell you how you can go about doing that. And also, if you need prayer, if you can just go ahead and press the one. We got a few minutes left if you need prayer. And I don't see anybody with their hand lifted on here. So we just pray that everything that you need, God will supply in Jesus' name. We got to get out of here. We're running out of time. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. To God be the glory. Remember that it's already done. God loves you. We love you here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. You have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Good evening. Have a good night. Amen.